What if you could help others and reach business goals like employee recruiting and retention at the same time? I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie, and on today's episode of Hospitality Daily, I'm going to introduce you to someone who is doing just that. Rob Dacey, the general manager at the Hilton Garden Inn Pittsburgh Airport, a Prospera hospitality property. I saw photos on LinkedIn of what Rob and his teams were doing to serve their community and had to get him onto the show to talk about what he's learned. Today's episode is going to be a little bit longer than usual, but I wanted you to hear our whole conversation. Here he is describing what they're doing.
For me and the team, it's just about being involved. And when I say involved, we're in an area called Moon Township, which is the township that sits right next to the airport, but we're also in the greater community of Pittsburgh. So it's about being involved in both of those communities. And whether it's working directly in Moon Township or throughout the city of Pittsburgh, for me, I try to keep myself and the team involved in various things. So we do work with food banks and do food drives. We do work with the Pittsburgh Airport Area Chamber of Commerce to do different activities and different events. Last year, we signed up with Moon Township Parks and Recreations to kind of help out the park system in Moon Township. And we volunteer some time to go out and help clean the parks and pick up garbage and do things like that to get involved. And then as the year has kind of gone on last year, and as we move into this year, we've tried to get a little bit more involved kind of with every event we can. So if it's Moon Township Park that has something, we like to be present. If it's Robert Morris University right here in Moon Township that we're right up the street from, we try to be present. If it's the chamber event, we go to almost every single chamber event, again, to be present, to support the chamber, to help them raise the funds that they raise for different charities and stuff that they get money to. I also recently, in November of last year, was elected onto the Greater Pittsburgh Hotel Association Board of Directors. We've been very involved in the GPHA in prior years, but my plan as we move into this year and be on the board is to really get deeply involved with the GPHA and be able to be involved with the events that they do and volunteer and give back to the greater Pittsburgh community a little bit more. A lot of the volunteering that they do and events they do are more downtown based, and us being at the airport, we're not far from downtown, but we're kind of in a separate market. But to get involved and get the team involved in those events and be able to participate as a sponsor and whatever we can and contribute funds and help them to raise funds and just give our time back to the community throughout this year and continue to strengthen those ties that we have.
Running a hotel isn't easy, and that's quite the range of activities. I'm curious why you do that. What inspired you?
We wouldn't be here without our communities. The people in the communities are the people that we work with every single day. They're the people that work for us. And Pittsburgh has a very diverse community of people. We have very high-end, high-class neighborhoods. We have very low-income neighborhoods and people that struggle. And all those people, you know, from low-income to high-end neighborhoods, all those people and in between are the people that work in these industries, whether it's in the restaurant industry in Pittsburgh or the hotel industry throughout Pittsburgh. So it's about giving back to those people. What better to do for the people that work for you and contribute their time and their efforts to run your hotel or run your restaurant than to be involved in their community and help them do things and promote things and make it better for them as people live there? And I just feel that reality is all up being hospitable, taking care of people, making people feel good, helping people out. And we do that for guests who pay money, and that's what we're here to provide a service. But how do we do it for the people that are just coexisting with us in these communities? And for me and my team, it's about getting involved and being able to give something back to those people, even if it's something small, even if it's an hour of our time. Any difference we can make is a difference to us, and it makes a difference to those folks. And I think that's really important.
You mentioned a variety of events and activities you've participated in. Does one stand out to you as being especially meaningful? And I'm kind of curious if there's any feedback from maybe a community member or somebody who participated that sticks out in your mind.
No, I think they're all equally important. I would say the big ones for me personally, if I'm speaking from a personal perspective, a lot of the events are larger scale events and they're kind of broader range of benefits for folks. But to me, the food drives and the being involved in making sure people have meals who might not be able to afford them or who might be in a tough situation, I think that's huge. I think the toy drives that we participate in around the Christmas season is important. Your kid deserves to wake up and have something under the tree on Christmas. And unfortunately, some parents can't provide that for them. So for us to be able to spend a little bit of our time to collect gifts, wrap gifts, and give them to these folks who go out and spend all their time doing this in the community to make sure people have these special things, I think is huge. And the parks, I think, were big too. The parks specifically, being in Moon Township, a lot of the Moon Township community utilizes the different parks throughout the township. And to be able to have the community know who we are, because we're here, we're in their community, right? We're right up the street from their high school campus. We're right up the street from pretty much the entire shopping district they have in Moon Township. So we're here, we're present. For us to be out there on our Hilton Garden and here in the parks, in the different recreational areas, and be out there and be picking up garbage, pulling weeds, doing things to help those nonprofit organizations that don't really have a huge range of resources, I think is hugely important.
That's great. What's been the feedback from your team around these activities?
They love it. I mean, honestly, they love it. I thought when we kind of started, I mean, obviously during COVID, a lot of things got paused. A lot of in-person stuff kind of wasn't happening. And when things started to kind of ramp back up, I was very concerned that, are we going to have trouble getting people engaged? Are people going to want to do this? But our entire management team always participates. And then we kind of set the bar and set the example for the hourly team. And we've had so many hourly employees that have come to us and said, hey, listen, what can we do? Where can we help? Can we be involved? And it's like, yeah, of course you can. It kind of turns from us having to ask them to be involved to them asking us what they can do to be involved. And the other thing we're trying to incorporate this year is all of our employees are very special to us, right? We work with them every day. They do a lot for us. We do a lot for them. It's a great relationship we have. But it's trying for them to bring together and bring forward charities or causes that they feel strong about, something that we can give back to above and beyond just in the community. But what's one of our front desk agents hold near and dear to her heart? Is it animals? Where can we give back? So we're kind of having them bring us some ideas for other charities and involvements we can do. And we're currently working to set up a partnership with a local animal shelter that's in the county right next to us, right up the street from us, though, to go and volunteer some time and help them with things they need at the shelter and potentially maybe do an event here at the hotel where we can do like a pup night or an animal night meet and greet where we can get people from the township to come to the hotel, whether we offer complimentary drinks or appetizers. And then in turn, the Humane Society will bring the animals to the hotel and people can see them and try to get on-site adoptions, help them get some of those animals into loving, caring, safe homes right here from the hotel.
That's really cool. We just recently ran a poll of Hospitality Daily members and found that 78% said their top people priority was retaining and engaging their staff as opposed to hiring new staff. And is it fair to say this series of events and programs that you've run together with your staff has been a key part of how you think about employee retention and engagement?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, we've done a really good job here of retaining the employees. A lot of employees we have actually have been here since the hotel opened, which will be 6 years in June. And everybody else has pretty much been here since pre-COVID, except with the a couple of positions we added after COVID that are newer hires. And even then, they're going on 2 years now. Those people like it because of what we do is we are a community in this building. We treat our employees like humans. We make sure our employees have what they need to be successful. And we involve them in these types of events that at the end of the day, you get a day away from work, you get a day out of the hotel, a day in a different spot, and you get to give something back to the community. And I think that makes a huge impact on people wanting to be a part of that, which makes people want to continue to be a part of the team we've built here at the hotel.
Well, interesting you mentioned that because that was going to be a follow-up question. People may be listening to this and thinking we're maybe short-staffed or how I'm trying to make sure I have enough staff coverage. And how do you think about this as general manager in terms of, I guess, providing time for your teams to participate in these kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a work in progress. There's always the occasional area that becomes an opportunity where it's challenging to get these people available to do it. So we kind of try to do it on a rotating basis. When we try to plan the events, our schedules are for a lot of our employees who do like to volunteer are kind of, I don't want to say they have set schedules, but they have pretty standard schedules. So we try to do the events on different days and different times. That way it allows other people to be able to come and not have to worry about, okay, what do I do about a shift? I'm supposed to be at the hotel, but I want to volunteer. It gives kind of everybody an equal opportunity to participate in the volunteer. And then it kind of helps us to see different faces. And it allows us as a management team too, to spend some out of the building one-on-one time with our employees versus seeing them every day at work, seeing them out in the community doing something that's important to them or something they enjoy. It's like a whole different person. You get to know a whole different side of people. And I think that also helps to creating a very fun and welcoming environment for people to work in.
Right. You see the whole picture, right? I guess the last question for you, Rob, would be what advice would you have for other general managers, other hospitality leaders who are listening to this in terms of what you've learned over the past years in doing these kind of events on how they might provide hospitality in their communities through events and like you're doing?
I mean, the biggest piece of advice I can give is if you're not involved, get involved, especially when you're in a small community. Involvement is key, and involvement not only helps build morale and helps your team want to be there and want to do these things with you, but it also helps get your business out there. You have a lot more advantage and networking advantage too that people don't realize when you're doing these volunteer events. It's not just your property or your people that are there volunteering. There's people from all different industries who do this for fun or with their company or for whatever reason they're doing it to give back. You get to meet a lot of cool people, and it really gives your hotel or your whatever business you're running, it gives your business a lot of exposure and helps you to make connections that down the road you may need. I mean, we've met some people we brought into the hotel as clients, and it was all from just meeting them at these volunteer events. And it just gives you a nice feeling to know that you are a part of helping people and helping a cause. No matter what it is, whether it's helping people, helping the community itself, helping outside and helping nature, whatever it is, there's always some good behind it. And nobody ever goes and volunteers and comes back after and says, wow, I feel horrible after I did this. Everybody always feels great for doing it. And it's, and another thing is, it's another great team building experience that doesn't cost you any money to do. You get your team out there, you do it, you spend time with people, and it's free. And you get to feel that joy of giving back while doing it.
I was really inspired talking with Rob, not only about what they're doing, but what the impact and the results have been. How are you engaging with and serving your greater community? Let me know on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page. I'd love to hear what you're up to. Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, a website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. I just published a guide that shows how you can use LinkedIn to attract talent, tell your story, and create opportunities. Check it out at HotelOperations.com. I'm also working on another project that might interest you. People often ask me what technology they should use to run their hospitality business. It's hard to know which of the many different property management systems is best. Rather than answering this question myself, I want you to hear the experiences of others. So I'm creating an independent guide with and for hotel operators about this. If you're interested, you can learn more and request early access at propertymanagementsystems.com. Again, that's one word, propertymanagementsystems.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.